Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Purcell. In the studio with me is the founder of Flaming Medusa Studios. Darcy Voorhees has been doing animation here in Cincinnati, and now Flaming Medusa is producing a series of videos that will be shown on the Fountain Square screen, as well as online, looking at the 25 most iconic Cincinnati companies, all capturing their stories through the animation of Flaming Medusa. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome Darcy Voorhees to Cincinnati Edition. Hi there, Darcy.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
I have seen the first of the videos in this series, one about Graters and the Graters ice cream and how it came about. But I want to ask you how this whole project came about, because I understand from the article I read in Soapbox, the online magazine, that this started out with a different idea and changed.
It did, yeah. Actually, well, what happened was I'm a storyteller, so and a filmmaker. So I've always been wanting to make films and stories through animation. And I think I'd heard a story about how Johnson & Johnson started. There was a story about soap. Two guys met up with each other on a riverbank, you know, and it turned into this huge company. And I was like, that's a really interesting story, you know? So then it occurred to me, you know, maybe if we did stories like that, we could get sponsors to pay for it. Because, you know, when you're doing animation, the biggest issue is finding the budget to mm-hmm. do this stuff. So we started researching other interesting stories about Cincinnati. And when we went out to try to find sponsors, we found that people were more likely to tell a story that was directly related to them. But it was actually great because I was reviewing the history of Graters, and that's when I learned about how Graters began and how the actual founder of Graters wasn't the guy who made it what it is today. I mean, I didn't realize that the man had been hit by a streetcar and killed, and that his wife had actually taken over and made it, you know, really made it grow.
Mm-hmm.
So
with the help of her, and the sons got involved too.
Yeah, and it's been an entire family thing, and it's been going on for so long. And of course, I went to Graters and I was like, hey, I really want to tell your story. And they're like, okay. So that was really how it got started. And since then, I've really been focusing on, you know, other stories like that, because each company has its own real life drama filled story, you know, behind the corporate facade. And it's just been really interesting to learn about that stuff.
Oh, I mean, you see them as just being successful companies today, but not realizing the trying times they had when they were first starting out.
Exactly. And I mean, for me, having an animation company, and it doesn't all go smoothly all the time. So it's really nice to see large companies and know that it hasn't been perfect from the beginning. So it's kind of nice from that point of view, too, as an entrepreneur. So
animation is not what most people would choose as their first course of being an entrepreneur. How did you get involved in animation and enough to start your own business?
Oh, well, I mean, I made that decision to be an animator when I was like 13. So
really?
Yeah, really. That was the first decision I made, because I've always liked drawing and film and stuff like that. And animation is really just a way of making film, but you can control every single aspect of it very well. So
you're a big control freak? Is that
what
you're saying,
Darcy?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. So I went to college for that. I went to Pratt in New York, and I worked in animation production and television and features for 10 years in New York before I decided to start my own business. And I came back here. This is where I'm from, so... And I'm like, hey, there aren't a lot of animation studios in Cincinnati, but there are a lot of businesses and a lot of stories, so.
I was going to say, this was a perfect place with all the Fortune 500 companies and all the branding.
Exactly.
Cincinnati becoming better and better known for the branding efforts that happen here, and it seems
yeah.
the perfect place. But, you know, in this day and age, you know, you mentioned drawing there, but a lot of the animation's on computers. Are you doing drawing, or is it drawing on computers? You know, which, you know, everybody knows the Walt Disney flip charts or whatever that they mm-hmm. used to do for the Disney films in the beginning. What kind of animation does Flaming Medusa do?
We do a lot of 2D. We use a lot of Flash and other digital 2D animation. But this is something people, the layman doesn't necessarily know, that you still need to know all of the really basic, how to draw, how to paint, all that kind of stuff in order to make those tools work. So we actually, I mean, we use a lot of 2D digital stuff right now, but we can do it in any, I mean, I'm trying to find someone to let me like make a film for them out of like food. Because I'm dying to make food sculptures and animate it, you know? You know, so we really can use any material. I was just watching a video yesterday. Somebody was using 3D printed statues, and they used that to make animation. So people have used sand. Paint is pretty obvious.
Well, but... I know it dates me, but I used to use a Super 8 movie camera and a little bit of stop action animation.
Yeah,
so,
I did that too.
Way back when. So,
yeah.
You know, it's fun stuff. I'm talking with Darcy Voorhees. She's the founder of Flaming Medusa Studios, an animation and art studio, if you may, that is on a project called the Queen City Chronicles, looking at iconic Cincinnati companies and capturing their story in animation. The first video of the series that is looking at the Grater's Ice Cream Empire and its beginning is out now and will be shown on the big screen at Fountain Square before too long, and available online as well. And you can find a link to that on our website, wvxu.org. So I mentioned iconic Cincinnati companies. You talk about Cincinnati history. We have so much great history here in the city. Mm-hmm. You know, what kind of stories were you looking for, and what kind of stories have you found?
Well, actually, the Grater story has already been done, but the one that's just about to be released is the Lunken story, and that was sponsored by Ultimate Air Shuttle. And so that one was about Dixie Davis, who was the guy who first started using that field, which was called Turkey Bottoms, mm-hmm. as a landing, like as an airstrip. So
in the very early days of aeronautics, if you may.
Yes, exactly. It was right after World War One. Like, he got his experience from learning how to fly in the war. And then after that, I mean, that's what happened to a lot of pilots then, is they were like, oh, you know, I want to keep flying. This is great. And then they try to make a career out of it. So
pretty fun stuff. And I know a little bit about the history of Lunken from a book that came out on the Arcadia series, I think a couple of years ago. And it's fascinating that it was, well, at the beginning of aviation manufacturing too. A lot of plane manufacturers decided Lunken was a good place to settle and start their business.
Yeah, definitely. Yep.
So Lunken, what you know, I mentioned 25 iconic Cincinnati uh-huh. companies. Who else are you looking at?
Oh, well, we're doing a video about Mayfield Clinic, which is, I mean, I didn't realize it, but they're, well, now I know.
You've learned.
Yeah, I've learned that their founder, Frank Mayfield, is one of the men who actually got seatbelt laws passed just in interest of saving people from injury to their spine and brain.
I did not
know that.
Which
is what
they
do. And they also work very closely with the University of Cincinnati and train neurosurgeons that are then sent all over the world. So I had no idea that in the city, I mean, they're like neurosurgery central, which is very interesting. We're also doing one about the Klosterman family.
Oh, yes, the
bakery. Which is another story that actually starts in Germany. I guess Frau Klosterman was the first baker in their history. And she actually was awarded a medal by the King of Prussia for baking. So I'm like, why isn't this on your website? That's like the coolest thing I've ever heard, you know? We're doing one about Coney Island, because that's been very important for a long time, about Dries Homes, which is another family business. We just signed with Wood, Heron, Evans, too, because they've actually been in Carew Tower since Carew Tower was built. And they've been doing intellectual property law. So it's sort of interesting because their process has developed with technology. So they were doing patents for, like, plows up to, you know, inventions for today. So they've really been growing with the time. So there's some pretty cool stories.
Well, and these are some stories that I hadn't heard of before. I mean, I knew about the Mayfield Clinic, not about the seatbelt aspect of mm-hmm. Mayfield. But is it just because we take it all for granted as we live here in Cincinnati, Darcy, that we, you know, don't realize this rich history we have around us?
Maybe, but I also think it's just that the companies aren't really pushing that part out, which is interesting. I mean, part of what I was hoping to do with this series is to get a more personal view of these companies and get them to sort of open up a little bit and see what's going on behind the corporate facade, you know?
Yeah. Well, so sometimes I think, might not like that facade, though,
I
right?
know, yeah, yeah. So, but a lot of times when they're, you know, advertising, they're focusing on, you know, what can they do for you at this very moment, and they don't really get around to all of that, you know? So,
well, you know, it sounded like you had a struggle in the beginning trying to get people involved with this, but it sounds like more and more people are coming on board.
Yeah.
Has it opened a door that you do have the companies wanting to at least crack that facade a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And what do you hope beyond having it at Fountain Square that these videos will do, that these animations will accomplish sharing this history of Cincinnati?
I just want them to be available for people to watch, for kids to watch, so they can learn not only about the history of Cincinnati, but what it's like to have a business or what it's like to grow a business, that it's not impossible. I just kind of want it to be a record for future generations to be able to see. And I mean, we're always looking for new ways to distribute the videos, so as many eyes that we can get watching them. The more eyes we can get watching them, the better.
Well, and these aren't, I guess I should make it clear for folks who haven't seen this, these aren't like 2-hour long animated stories. These are very well-tailored stories that fit into a short length of time, right?
Yeah, they are 90 seconds long.
Wow.
Yeah. So we initially started out thinking, well, maybe we can get it down to 60 seconds. We can't get it down. There's no way. So 90 seconds has been a really good length.
I've seen the Graders video, and it has that 2D animation look to it. Are all the videos going to be that? Are you going to vary the animation from one film to the other to have a different look for each company?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The look of each film is dependent upon the company that the story is about. So, for instance, for Lunkin, that Ultimate Air Shuttle sponsored, we actually went to the museum center where they have the archive library there, and we were able to get a bunch of photographs of Lunkin from 1930, 1920. So we incorporated those into their video. So it's a combination of 2D animation that's pretty realistic and photographs. And then for Mayfield, we're actually going off of some of their advertising that they've used. So yeah, we're varying it a lot with each company.
It sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, it seemed like a great idea to begin with, but it seems like it's getting more and more fun as you go along. Is that true, or is it more work than you had imagined?
It got a little difficult with the Lunkin one, just because there were so many photographs. So many photographs. But I also enjoy it, so it's great. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and it's really fun learning these stories too.
So what else does Flaming Medusa do besides capture these Cincinnati companies in animation and share their history?
Well, we make explainer videos, we do illustrations, so we do caricatures are becoming a really big thing right now. A lot of people are wanting caricatures of themselves for their business purposes. But mostly we're doing web videos. So for instance, Ted Ed is one of our clients that we've been working with for a long time. We've been making educational videos with educators for the internet, so classrooms around the world can use them in their teaching. So we've been doing a lot of stuff like that. We're doing a lot of educational videos and also explainer videos for companies, because one thing is animation is really great for explaining processes that are really difficult to grasp. If you're just, you know, listening to words, like, you can use visuals to reinforce the message that you're trying to give to people who are watching it. So yeah, there are actually a lot of applications for it.
Well, back to this new videos that will be shown at Fountain Square. You mentioned Graders is already out there and being viewed, and Lunkin is on the not-so-distant horizon. How often are these videos going to come out? I mean, do you have a time schedule you're looking to have them all out by, or, you know, what is the timeline for this project?
Well, we release them as we get them finished, and we're trying to do that as quickly as we can, but it really, yeah. It varies depending on how much research there is, because some companies already have written histories, like books, like Dries has 2 books written on their history, so that was pretty easy, but for the Ultimate Air Shuttle video, we had to actually research the story ourselves with the library and the archive, so it really varies in production length, but we're trying to get 1 or 2 videos out every month or 2 months.
Well, I was going to ask how long it takes to get these animations together. I mean, granted, you have the research that goes there, Darcy. Mm-hmm. You need to know that. Uh-huh. But once you have the idea and the story kind of fleshed out, how long does this animation process usually take?
The process, depending on the style that's used, it can be finished in a month or two.
Hmm.
So it doesn't. Once you figure everything out, you know, we're used to producing, so that's not the problem. It's just writing it so that it's interesting and getting all the information together that kind of can take a while sometimes.
So the animation is just the end product of it, and everything, it's really front-loaded in getting the job done as it goes along.
Mm-hmm.
And what else can we look forward to in the future, story-wise? You mentioned a few there. You know, you said Driesholm, Klosterman. And any others you can share with us right now that are on the horizon, too?
Oh, well, Wood, Heron, Evans is coming up. I haven't started doing the research yet, though, so I'm not sure what they have lurking in there. But actually, the Dries story is really interesting because Theodore Dries, who started that company, he grew up in Germany. Like, the house he lived in was, like, a typical German peasant's house, and they actually had like a lattice wall that separated them from their farm animals. So the animals, I mean, I don't think it was, I need to do research on what these houses looked like, but it was just really interesting knowing that he kind of grew up and in the winter the animals were right there and they would use the animals for warmth in addition to a fireplace they had in the middle of the house. But he grew up to make these really great houses, so you know, it's sort of interesting.
Well, I'm a little bit envious, Darcy, that you get to do this.
Yeah, this is my job.
It sounds pretty neat. Well, thanks for being here today. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Darcy Voorhees from Flaming Medusa Studios talking about a series of animated videos looking at iconic Cincinnati companies and their origins and their stories. You can learn more about the Flaming Medusa Studios and about this series by visiting our website, wvxu.org. It's Cincinnati Edition.